With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. is aiming to give more aid to Ukraine in its battle against Russia. U.S. officials say that the Biden administration is aiming to provide another $1.25 billion of assistance to Ukraine before President Biden leaves office on January 20th. Scott Rasmussen, founder of the Rasmussen Reports, tells the Salem Radio Network, trust in the legacy media is now at an all-time low.
That level of distrust in the media is one of the reasons that the legacy media is really yesterday's news.
Meanwhile, America's cable TV news channels are experiencing different fortunes after Donald Trump's victory in the presidential election.
The Nielsen Company has released its figures from the period after election night through December 13th. The primetime viewership of MSNBC was an average of 620,000, down 54% from its pre-election audience. CNN's average of 405,000 was down 45%. In contrast, Fox News Channel has drawn an average of 2.68 million viewers, up 13%. George Williams reporting.
The Nielsen numbers also show that Fox News's audience share has grown to 72% among the three cable TV news channels. Senator Tom Cotton says President Biden's commutation of 37 death sentences this week was motivated by more politics rather than ethics. Obvious, he says, considering the three whose sentences he did not commute.
The Boston Marathon bomber, the Tree of Life bomber, or a shooter, and the Charleston shooter. So Joe Biden was willing to commute every death sentence on federal death row except for the most politically inconvenient murderers.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. And this is SRN News. Canada is now targeting Christian ministries and pro-life groups.
Lawmakers in Ottawa are considering a new budget for the country, and amongst its numerous proposals is one to remove the tax-exempt status of thousands of parachurch Christian organizations that do everything from shelter the homeless to provide mental health counseling. Another budget recommendation would remove the tax-exempt status of any group that campaigns against abortion. Church leaders are urging Canadian lawmakers to reject the proposals. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israelis are increasingly moving out of the country since the October 7th Hamas attack back in 2023. Government statistics estimate just over 40,000 people departed long-term during the first 7 months of this year. That's a 59% increase over the same period in 2023. Some 33,000 people have moved into the country since the attack. That's on par with other years. This is SRN News. A battle over gas shipments is brewing into a major conflict between Slovakia and Ukraine. Here's the BBC's Peter Hyatt.
When Russia began its full-scale invasion of Ukraine nearly 3 years ago, many European states scaled back their use of Russian gas, costing Moscow billions. Slovakia, though, has remained a big customer for Russian gas, which crosses Ukraine in a pipeline. President Zelensky has said he won't renew the transit agreement, and that would cost Slovakia hundreds of millions of euros. Now the Slovak Prime Minister, Robert Fico, has warned that his country might react by stopping electricity supplies to Ukraine during grid outages. That's an apparent reference to Russian attacks on Ukraine's power network. Mr. Fico is offering to host peace talks, but he remains more pro-Moscow than most of his European colleagues.
In a rare visit to the Kremlin by an EU leader, Slovakia's prime minister was recently hosted by Russian President Vladimir Putin. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.